welcome to our program Jeugsake. Jy is ingeskakel op KC107.7 en welkom by vanaand se program. Vanaand het ons vir Craig Moses met ons, maar kom ons luister eers na O Come All Ye Faithful. Kom ons luister saam. Good evening and welcome back to our evening program called Jeugsake. As I said, we have Craig Moses in the studio with us. So Craig, please tell us more about yourself.
Hi, Father. There isn't much to tell about myself. It's just I'm normal. Born and bred in Blackheath. I am working for the South African Police Service. I've been working there for the past 20 years. But before that, I've been involved with church music, self-taught musician, organist, that's basically my life for it. Been involved in some music at the police as well with the choir and band. So it's basically police and church music, that is it.
Okay, so welcome to our program, and we hope that we will have a Nice conversation. So the conversation will lead about 9 lessons in carols this evening, of which we have just done. We just came from that, and now we are here in studio to talk more about 9 lessons in carols. And so maybe for those who were at Holy Trinity Church this afternoon at 5 p.m, maybe this is the extension of what we have done today. So Craig, maybe in your own words, maybe, what do you think is 9 lessons and carols for people, especially who's not Anglican or Catholic or doesn't know what 9 lessons and carols is about?
Okay, from my perspective, Father, I would say that, or for me it is basically, the word that is being proclaimed as well as music to go with it. I always tell the choir that sometimes we're so busy and distracted when it comes to a sermon being preached.
Yeah.
Then the music comes, and what was just preached in word is then preached in song, in music.
Yeah.
So with the carols and 9 lessons, that basically goes hand in hand. Different lessons from the Bible from the start, where Jesus was supposed to come, and yeah, until Jesus has been born.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. So it's basically telling you the story, both in word and in music, the story of Jesus' birth. So maybe those who are tuned in now will be able to think back maybe in your time that you also had these particular 9 lessons or carols, or maybe in the old days your mother, your grandmother would have taken you with to the church so that you can listen to the 9 lessons and carols. And so it's just basically a story that's been told by it's by the musicians and organists and those who sing in the choir, and of course those who come to sing along. It's basically a story foretelling about Jesus' coming, of which Isaiah readings in this particular time is speaking about. So Craig, so the 9 lessons and carols is something that really brings about this atmosphere to say, hey, when 9 lessons and carols is going to, which has happened, then Christmas is near. So you have now done the 9 lessons and carols. There was various music and various scripture readings. Now, what do you think people must take from it? If you are now the organist, now you say, okay, we are giving this production. What do you think people must take from this? Because we have the different themes of which I spoke about a few weeks ago. Hope, joy, love, peace, and all of those things. What do you think people must take out of this as they prepare for their Christmas Day and to bring family together?
Well, Father, personally, I feel that with the hustle and bustle of December being all festivities and the silly season, we often forget what it is about. And so with this, with what has been offered, it's just basically the message that Christ has been born for us. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Above everything else, that Christ has been born for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, also with 9 lessons and carols also comes, because people have been out this morning and they've been doing all kinds of shopping and things. Now you are coming here. You have come this afternoon to play the music, and of course you are here tonight. So what have you done this morning? I know it was also church, but are you also in the hustle and bustle to get gifts and to get everything ready for Christmas?
Well, Father, from my side, absolutely nothing. Nothing, no gifts from my side.
Okay.
We're just joking. This morning, yeah, just the normal preparation. Church first. And while the nervousness of the actual service of the 9 lessons, seeing that everything is on point with the choir, seeing that the message will be carried over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very much relaxed. I'm one of those few people that
yeah, so Christmas is not getting you to
a space where you run around and
are you leaving that to your mother for the food and all the other things?
No, no, unfortunately she's leaving it to us. So my mother has this thing where she's big on Christmas. Big on Christmas. And her thing is, so she wants her family together, and usually it's at the house. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me that I must still go buy some tang, and because that is my responsibility for this Christmas.
Okay. And then, of course, is Boney M already sounding in your house?
Father, I see the akal. The people, die mense wat daar sing het al gevraag 'n bietjie water. That's how it's been playing.
Yeah, because sometimes Boney M, when it starts the 1st of December, it plays from morning till night.
Yes, and don't forget Mariah Carey as well.
Yes, yes. All these musicians is coming out now, and when we had the Sunday school play, I was thinking when the drummer boy thing came in, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is a reminder, you know, that everybody is really busy, especially also the children who are busy in terms of getting themselves ready for the Christmas season. So brothers and sisters, as you're out there, Nine Lessons and Carols is a real time for us to spend time with each other, spend time in music, spend time in scripture readings. So there's actually no sermon which we preach on the day, because this music and of course the readings is actually the sermon in itself, because it's been carried over through scripture and through music. And what more better and more beautiful way to prepare people, especially for the Christmas season, in terms of the Nine Lessons and Carols. Now, I come from the VGK church, and only when I was went to grade 8, I became an Anglican. Now, I never knew about Nine Lessons and Carols, and I thought, when I became a priest, I thought, what on earth is this thing that people are saying I must come to? So I went to Grahamstown to train as a priest, and when I came back, and I was placed in Milnerton, and they had the Nine Lessons and Carols, and I thought, maybe I should give it a skip because it got nothing to do with me, only to find out that we play also a prominent role in terms of doing a reading and, of course, being part and giving the blessing at the end and all of those things. Do you think, especially now in this new way of where we are moving towards, do you think the priest itself still plays a pivotal role in the service or in the community itself during this particular time? Because everything is shutting down. We have shut down our Wednesday morning service. It's only starting next year. So everything is beginning to quieting down. And I often find, and I ask myself, what is my role now? Because my office is also closed. I ask, what is my role now? And sorry, maybe it's to relax, but I don't know what is my role during this particular season. And I know sometimes the organists also take about a week or two and say, I'm not going to be here to relax. But what do you think is our roles during this particular season? Is there a specific role that we play, or is it just to bring about the message, play the music, or do you think we play a bigger role in the church service itself?
Well, Father, I can't remember when last I really had a holiday.
Yeah.
Usually we have choirs shutting down after the Christmas Day service and people going on holiday, as you said. But as for me, my passion for the music, it continues. I was laying in bed this morning.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking, ooh, I need to contact a few people.
Yeah.
Because my choir in Paul is going on holiday.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I feel that the roles of if I may call it the leadership in church, is to, to try and continue. Maybe just take it a bit easier at least the end of the year, though. You've worked hard through the year.
Yeah.
But still to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, no, I thought about it, and I thought we had the Sunday school play, we had the senior lunch, we had the Nine Lessons and Carols, and Christmas will come. And I often find myself, now, Holy Trinity has got a particular thing during this every year. Everybody is away from the office or don't contact you. But as soon as it strikes the 1st of November, then you have so many appointments and you need to fit in all those people before the office shuts down. Because I often say the office will not continue I will still be at the office, but I'm not going to take any calls or do any ministry unless it's an emergency. Because our bodies can also tell us, look here, it's time to sit down. And the 9 lessons in carols is always the indicator to me, since I've been here the about 11 years, which actually tells me now it's going to be Christmas now, because it's often a week before that. And we often look out for this particular season to say, we want to have Christmas and then, of course, to have the breather. No, I'm not going to have the breather. I'm going right through to the 14th of January.
Wow.
To be able to be here. But I think as a choir and as a choir master and those who are readers, I think something unique is happening in the church. I've just spoken to a lot of people. By the way, we have about over 1.3 million views on one of our spiritual dances. And there's so many people who contact us to say, where is this place, Paul? It's people from Illinois. It's people from overseas, because they want to know where is this place, because they're following us on a Sunday and the music is there, things is happening. They see young people being being part of the ministry, because we have the live, Facebook Live on a Sunday. So there's so many things happening and people think we are somewhere in America, but we are just here in South Africa. We just right here in Paul. So we also want to encourage you, if you want to join us, we are right here in the main road in Paul. So do come and visit us. Our evening service for Christmas is at 10 o'clock. Christmas Eve, I mean, sorry, is at 10 o'clock, and Christmas morning is at 8:30. We have a service right here at Holy Trinity Paul. Craig, is there any other thing that you would like to add, that you would like to share with or encourage people, especially when it comes to music? I had the church music people here from Malmesbury, and I said, now sell yourself. If there's people out there who don't belong to a church who would like to sing, maybe you can tell them when you are practicing with the choirs, and then they maybe can join you.
Yeah, Father, thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
With music, I always say that it's a ministry. God entrusted this few people of this choir in my hands, and it's my responsibility that when God comes back, God's going to ask, Craig, I left this few people with you. What have you done with him?
Yeah.
I can't say, God, there's only two left.
Yeah.
So please, if you have nothing to do on a Wednesday evening, please join us. Our choir, we have an open door policy there. You come, you enjoy the music, you sing with, but as long as what you do is for God, that is first and foremost. That we come and we realize what we do and why we are doing it. So choir rehearsals at 7:30 on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
Please join us.
Yes, that's right, here at Holy Trinity Paul. So please join us, 224 Main Road, and Craig will be there with a choir. They're a lovely bunch of people, so you'll fit in right there with them. So don't think that you will be, because you don't need to be of any church either. If you are from a church and you would like to be participating, you would like to bring and add your voice to that, it will be wonderful for us if you can join us. So Craig, thank you for joining us. Any Christmas message that you would like to give to the folk out there tuning in and saying, yes, this is the time, this is a thrilling, joyful time. Maybe you want to encourage somebody out there and maybe wish them, if you don't see them or if they don't hear of you again.
Yes, thank you again, Father. Yes, so it's like I said, it's a silly season outside there. And in my view, it should not be called the silly season, because there's so much significance to the season. But it is time for families. It is time to let go. Everybody's on leave. Everybody's on holiday, except for me, Father. Police work never stops. So if you do go out and if you're on the roads and wherever you are going, just be careful. Look after yourselves, look after your families, and continue to love each other. Whatever you do, do it in love. So, yeah, yes. That's in a nutshell, Father.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters out there. We are 1 week away from Christmas, and I know that many thoughts of Christmas gifts and die gemmen en die tong en al die klomgoed, al die slaai en die groente en wie allemaal genooi is, that's lovely. I would like to encourage you to extend your table again, extend your table so that you can invite a neighbor, anybody who's in your street who don't have food, who don't have a family, if you know there's a grandma or grandpa on their own, invite them, extend your table, they gaan nie arme raak nie. And so I hope that you have a beautiful day and tune in next week on Sunday on the 24th when we will have our Christmas Eve talk here with my wife and my daughter, and so that will be a wonderful talk. So please tune in, and we will now play out with While Shepherds Watch Their Flock by Night. Goeiedag en mooi week vir u.
Oh, favorite, KC 107.7.
FM, the sound that sets you free.